Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about change and how to respond when things change or when your feelings towards things change. This week I want to talk about preparing for your future. So there's a convenience store that's near my house and I go there fairly regularly, probably more frequently than I should, quite honestly, because it's kind of the place I drive past all the time. So whenever I need a soda, I slide in there. Whenever I need some chips, I slide in there. That's sort of my go-to place. The result of this is I tend to get to know the people that work there fairly well. I wouldn't say we're like bosom buddies or like that they're like fist bumping me or anything when I walk in. But, you know, you start to recognize faces and slowly you get to know people over time and that sort of thing. Now, most of the people that work in this convenience store are not from this country. Specifically, most of the people tend to be immigrants from Africa, Nigeria, Kenya, places like that. It's neither here nor there, except for the second part. So the other day I was in the convenience store and I noticed that one of the lotteries, I forget which one it was, either Mega Millions or Powerball or one of those things, was really high, like close to like $1 billion. And so the conversation came up between me and the guy that was working there about the Powerball or the Mega Millions and about winning $1 billion and what that would do to somebody's life. So as I'm talking to this guy about the lottery and, you know, the chances of winning and all that sort of stuff, one of the things I said was, I was like, well, you know, unfortunately for me, the universe would never bless me with letting me win the lottery. There's just too much freedom, not enough responsibility. I don't think the universe would allow me to have that much fun. I think the universe expects more from me than just for me to run around with a bunch of money in my pockets. And he laughed. And then he said something really interesting. He said, well, in my country, there's a phrase. And what it translates to is that everybody has a day. That no matter how bad things are, no matter how much you're sort of struggling to get through life, that at some point, the stars will align and you will have your day. You will have your moment. And his point was, if my day happened to be the day that the lottery hit, I might find myself to be a billionaire. And so you can never be too sure about what life's going to bring because everybody has one day that could change their life. Now, you know, on a factual basis, I'm not sure that's true. I'm not sure if we get like sort of one chance at greatness and if you miss it, you're kind of screwed. But it did get me started thinking about what if that's true? What if you have one day where the stars align and everything else in your life goes the way you want it to be? What if you had one day where suddenly the things that you had been struggling with made sense? What if you had one day where whatever it is that you wanted to have would happen? But what it got me started thinking was, what would you ask for if you knew it was your one day? If you knew there was one day, there was one moment that was going to come together and define everything else that went forward, what would you want that one day to look like? What would you want that one day to give you? Money? Fame? Better family? To me, it doesn't matter. The question is, what would it be for you? What would be that one piece that needs to slide into place so that everything else starts to make sense? Beyond what would I ask for, what would I do with that day? Right? If I knew I had one day where everything was going to go my direction, if the woman I asked out was going to say yes, that the boss was going to give me a raise, whatever it is. If I knew that one day everything was going to line up the way I wanted it to be, what would I try to do on that day? What would I want on that day? And then what would I try to do with my time on that day? And for me, this isn't important because I actually believe that we only have one day. I don't. I told you a minute ago, I don't think that's true. The exercise for me serves this purpose. If I had one day and I knew that that day would be the day that all the pieces aligned, what would I work towards? If I had one day and I knew that everything I did would fall my direction, what would I want? What would I want my day to look like? And then I started thinking about the second part. What are you doing now to achieve those things? Are you sitting on your hands waiting for your perfect day so that everything falls into place? Are you, you know, biding your time until just the right moment that you can ask your boss for a raise? What are you doing now to prepare yourself for your one day? What are you doing now to prepare yourself for your one moment? Because one thing that I think gets overlooked is, even if it's true that everybody has one moment, even if it's true that everybody has one moment in time when things are going to line up for them, you have to be ready when that moment comes. For instance, I like music. Say I got a call from my favorite band that they needed a guitarist to fill in. And maybe that's my moment. Maybe the universe is shining on me that one single day. And it would be awesome. But it would only be awesome if I could play guitar. It does me no good to have my moment if I'm not ready to seize it when it comes. It does no good for the universe to smile on me if I'm not ready to receive it when it happens. And so my question is this, what are you doing now? What are you doing now to prepare yourself for what might come your direction? What are you doing now to help you achieve your goals? I don't think we need to wait around for things to happen. I don't think we need to wait around for our single moment to shine. I think we can use every day as a moment to get closer to our goals. I think we can use every day as a moment to shine. And I also had one final thought when it comes to this. What if your one moment isn't about you? What if your one moment isn't the day you win the lottery or the day that you get a promotion? What if your one moment is the day that you change somebody else's life? What if your one moment is the day that you become a better friend to somebody else, or that you provide the wisdom or you provide the insight that changes somebody else's life? See, it's not always about us. It's not always about us achieving our goals. I think it's important for us to achieve our goals. I think it's important for people to have goals. I think it keeps them directed. But at the end of the day, it's not always about me. And so the question is, if I had my one moment, what would I do for myself? But more importantly, how would I use my one moment to make other people's lives better? How do I bring value to their lives? So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.